Have you seen my black bow tie?
Yes, I did, dear, just the other day. Ricky was using it for a slingshot. Hurry up, dear. Dinner's practically ready.
Oh, I'm in here waiting for you.
Oh, I didn't hear you come downstairs.
How do I look?
Oh, Ozzy, you look positively handsome. You ought to wear your tuxedo more often, dear. Button the coat.
It's pretty warm this evening. Besides, I think somebody moved the buttons. I can't seem to close it.
Oh. Well, get away from the table so I can see all of you.
First, let me explain something. Evidently, the cleaners got the trousers mixed up because the ones that were upstairs just won't go on at all.
Oh, really? Isn't that strange?
Besides, I'll be sitting down. You won't even see my corduroy pants. Here, let me help you with your chair, dear.
Thank you.
Oh, Harry, that smells so good. Is there enough for seconds?
Well, you eat up that helping first. How is it?
This is a pretty big helping you gave me.
It isn't good. Oh, tell me the truth. Did I leave something out?
No, I don't think so. Everything possible seems to be in it.
It's been so long since I made it.
Oh, well, that's all right. Let's be gay. Where's the champagne?
Right there in the ice.
Oh, how clever. I never would have thought of this. A red clay champagne bucket. What did you do with the geranium?
It's out in the kitchen. Do you think you can open that bottle?
Oh, sure. This is easy.
I never could learn to open one of those.
Oh, there's nothing to it. Just take these wires off. Ew, my finger.
No, here, I brought the pliers just in case.
Oh, thank you. And you cut this heavy tin foil. Ow, by the sharp. And you get a firm grip on the cork. You twist it and start pulling gently. Gently is the trick. Very carefully.
Oh, look out, dear. It's going all over. Stick your thumb in.
Here, give me the soup plate. Where did the cork go?
Last I saw it, it was headed for the living room.
That's pretty powerful champagne. Oh, well, there's a little left here. And for you. And don't touch it yet. Just a minute. Phonograph. Must have the proper mood.
Oh, that's beautiful, dear.
May I propose a toast to Harriet? She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies. And all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes.
I think you're pretty, too.
Here's happiness. Would you mind very much if I switched to milk?
No, not at all, dear. It's right in the pitcher. In fact, you can pour me a glass while you're at it.
Where are you going?
Oh, just getting this sweater. It's kind of chilly. I hope the boys have enough blankets up there.
Oh, Harriet, as long as you're up, would you mind... thanks. Never did like that record. Too many violins.
Listen to that rain come down.
Well, that's nice for the boys. There's nothing like a log cabin in the woods, a nice fire and rain coming down outside. Did Thorny say anything about having a fireplace up there?
Well, not to me, no. What are you doing?
Just taking this tuxedo coat off. It's strangling me. Hey, this would be fun. Let's call them up and surprise the boys.
There's no phone up there.
Oh, that's right, no phone. She's raining pretty hard. I wonder if it leaks.
What, dear?
The roof on that log cabin.
Are you worried about the boys?
No, I'm not worried about them, but, you know, you never can tell those old log cabins. But...
Oh, it's turning into a real storm. Did you close the windows?
I don't even know if the cabin has any windows. Probably just holes in the wall.
Now, dear, there's no reason to get upset. The boys are with Thorny. They're all right.
Well, you can't count too much on Thorny. After all, he's just a neighbor. I'm not getting upset, but that Thorny is so irresponsible at times. If anything happens, he'll probably go all to pieces. a terrible storm, Harriet. It's probably 10 times worse up there in the mountains. Those big trees and that rapid river roaring right in front of the cabin.
Dear, if you're worried about the boys...
Well, who's worried? David and little Ricky up there with that madman Thornberry? You like to drive in the rain. Why don't we take a little ride? We could drop in at the cabin.
Well, if you're really worried...
Well, it's not that I'm worried. It's just that we always go up and say goodnight to the boys, and they may not be able to go to sleep. Hey, what about Ricky's teddy bear? He forgot his teddy bear.
What about it?
Well, ever since he was a baby, he slept with his teddy bear. He can't go to sleep without it. Harriet, there's only one thing to do. We've got to get in the car and take the teddy bear up there.
But it's 10 miles, dear.
Well, what's 10 miles? Put on your coat. We've got to get there before the bridge washes out. Poor little Ricky. I don't know why I didn't think of the teddy bear before. He'll never go to sleep without it. How he loves that teddy bear. Remember when he chewed an ear off it and we found him eating the sawdust?
I also remember you stuffing it full of cornflakes.
Well, I figured if he's going to eat it, he might as well get some nourishment.
Oh, by the way, you can shut off the windshield wiper. It stopped raining.
Probably just a lull in the storm.
When do we reach this rapid river?
I don't know. Thorny said it followed the road.
Well, that must be it down there, dear. Doesn't look very rapid. There's not a drop of water in sight.
Well, where's the river? Gee, and now the moon is coming out. What's wrong with the climate around here, anyway?
Oh, slow down, dear. Isn't that Thorny's car beside that cottage?
Oh, yeah. Say, that must be the cabin. Oh, this is a beautiful little place.
Seems very quiet. The
whole neighborhood's quiet. And don't forget the teddy bear.
Everybody must be sleeping. Ozzie.
Hmm?
All of a sudden, I feel silly.
Me too. Let's go home, shall we?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Harriet.
Yes?
If you don't tell anybody we were here, I won't either.
It's a deal. The car is over this way.
No, it isn't, dear. I can see in the dark.
Look out, the trash can! Are you all right?
Oh, I think I broke my leg. What a place to leave a trash can.
Who's there?
No, it's an innocent man. No, truth, it's me, an innocent man.
Oz, what are you doing out here in the trash can?
Shh. Wake everybody. We just came out to bring Ricky his teddy bear.
Teddy bear?
Oh, Ozzie was afraid he couldn't go to sleep without it.
Oh? Here, let me help you out.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Danny. John, sorry we made all this noise. Harriet got a little worried about the boys. Thought we'd take a trip out. We'll see you tomorrow,
Don't
Thorny.
Don't be silly. Stay here. We got plenty of room.
Well, we wouldn't want to put you to all that trouble, Thorny.
No trouble at all. Come on, I'll show you to the spare room.
Have the boys been behaving themselves?
Oh, fine. We had a wonderful night. Toasted marshmallows, had a pillow fight, played leapfrog and softball. Kids insisted I join them.
Oh, this is awfully nice of you, Thorny.
A pleasure. Hey, careful there.
Where are you going, dear?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asleep. I'm going to take this teddy bear to Ricky. I'm afraid he's lying awake in there.
Oh, well, hurry back, dear, and be as quiet as you can.
Ricky. Ricky.
What's the matter, Pa?
Oh, I'm sorry, David. Go back to sleep, son. I thought you were Ricky. Where is he?
Over there by the window.
Oh, yes. Go back to sleep, son. Ricky. Ricky. Daddy. Wake up, Ricky. Wake up.
Help! What the hell is
it with me? No, it's all right. Ricky, it's Daddy. Daddy, see? This is your little teddy bear.
A bear!
No.
Help, a bear!
It's your teddy bear. No. Quiet. It's your teddy bear. I'll just put it over here on the windowsill. Now you can go to sleep. Good night, little man.
Don't worry, Ricky. I'll take you. Where's the bear? I see him.
No, Tony. Tony! Tony!
Oz, my old pal. Where did I hit you?
No, you didn't hit me. You shot Ricky's teddy bear.
Between the eyes.
Oh. I'm sorry, Ricky. I thought I shot your father.
Oh,
It's nothing to get alarmed about. Thorny just shot Ricky's teddy bear.
That's okay. I hate it. Shoot it again.
No, what's all that stuff flying in the air?
Oh, my goodness. Go down and get some milk, Thorny. We have cornflakes for breakfast. Aren't you asleep yet, dear?
No, I'm not. I don't know what it is. The bed and everything is comfortable, but I just can't get to sleep.
Oh, of course you can't. Oh, I'm so sorry, dear. I brought it along and then forgot to tell you.
What are you talking about?
Your hot water bottle. It's right there on the chair.
Tune in again next week to another adventure of Ozzie and Harriet, starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were John Brown, Tommy Bernard, and Henry Blair. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy May. This is Vern Smith speaking.
Okay, that's it for Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM. And please remember to join us at 1:15 this afternoon for the State of the Town Address from Judy Bosworth. Thank you.